Good morning, Rabotai. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayil. We're going to start the fifth pasuk. The fifth pasuk actually is very surprising to find in the words of Shlomo HaMelech about the great woman. Hayeta ka'oniyot soher. Translated is that the Eshet Chayil, says Shlomo HaMelech, was like ships that have merchandise. Hayeta ka'oniyot soher. If you want to see an image of the Eshet Chayil and you want a mashal, you want a parable to compare her to something, look at a ship that's full of merchandise that is crossing the ocean. And there you have it. The iconic Eshet Chayil. If you want to choose a logo. If you want a logo for the Eshet Chayil, you'd have this big ship, not a cruise line ship. A ship full of merchandise. Cargo ship. This is the logo of the Eshet Chayil. Hayeta ka'oniyot soher. Mimmerhak tavi lahma. Just like the cargo ship has to go very far to bring the goods. Usually cargo ships, they don't travel from city to city. They travel very long distances in order to get their merchandise and deliver them. This is the logo of the great woman. I don't know about you, but I think every normal person, if they read this, they would say, probably there's a mistake. Do you mean, did Shlomo HaMelech mean to write about the Ish Chayil? Was he talking about the great man? Because the furthest thing from my mind and your mind, if we were given the proper logo for the great woman, the furthest thing would be this huge ship that's got merchandise that is going from east to west, traveling the world, going through the oceans, the dangers of the ocean, international travel, international commerce. So far, this is from the world of the Eshet Chayil, who in our mind is the woman who is sanua, she is modest, kol kevuda bat melech penima, she's a bat melech, she's a princess. A princess doesn't go out on the ship, certainly not the one of the cargo. She's somewhere in the palace, she's inside. We see the Eshet Chayil's success, while surely she does go out, but her success is not in the streets. Her stress, her accomplishments are usually somewhere inside. But comes Shlomo HaMelech and he shocks us. This is a major shock. A major surprise. A person could be reading Eshet Chayil for many years and not be shocked just because either he doesn't know what he's saying or he's not thinking. But if you're thinking and you know what you're saying, you say to yourself, there's a mistake here. You tell your wife, you know you're like a cargo ship. Wow. Yeah. Ruch Hashem, she also doesn't understand what you're saying. But that's why we come to learn. Because when you come to learn and you only learn what you thought, that's not called learning. The main purpose of learning is to learn things you didn't know. And unfortunately, when people learn, a lot of the time, it's not like that. A lot of time when people learn, they just want to learn what they already know and solidify what they know by hearing it from another source. But when they hear something that's not the way they thought, it usually becomes uncomfortable for them. Maybe they feel they're reading the wrong book. Or maybe they're in the wrong class. Maybe he's not the right rabbi. He's saying things that I don't know about. Things that I don't do. Or maybe things I don't like. So it's not the right place for me. That's what most people do, unfortunately. But learning is supposed to be an experience where you actually walk out and say, you know, I didn't know that. And then, by the way, it shouldn't be like a big surprise if you walk out and say, I didn't know that. You don't know a lot of things. We don't know a lot of things. What we know in the world of wisdom is really a bucket. I don't know if it's a bucket even. It's a drop in the ocean of the wisdom there is to know in this world. The amount of chokhmah there is in this world, between the physical world, between the spiritual world, between the experiences of a human being, you're talking about endless amount of wisdom. How much does each person know? Maximum, it's a bucket. I don't know if it's a bucket. Wisdom is endless. As God is endless, His wisdom is endless. So it should not be shocking or upsetting. It should be fulfilling when a person walks out and says, wow, I never knew that. I never realized that. So Baruch Hashem, we have Shlomo HaMelech, who shocks us time and time again by sharing with us things that we didn't know. And here's a great example of that. Why out of all things would he choose the logo of the Eshet Hayil as a cargo ship? You know, even though the Eshet Hayil is very often accomplishing in the privacy of her own home, but she must realize that she is a ship full of cargo. Her investments, although they're private, although they are behind closed doors, even though her work is done privately, behind closed doors, a great woman understands that she's so much bigger than the small things that she's doing in the house. She doesn't always feel that. You know, in the daily grind of cooking and baking and waking up the children and putting them on the bus and going to school to visit their teacher and going to parent-teacher's conference and going to the doctor and warning them about something and stopping them from that and giving them advice here and sometimes raising her voice about something and putting them to sleep and watching where they're going with their friends and making sure they get home early and making sure they're supposed to be where they are where they're supposed to be. All these things are very, very small, tiny things. You know, a woman's job or her place of accomplishment, if you look at any piece of it, it's really very small. It's not like the biggest deal to make dinner. It's not easy, but it's not like major things. Waking up a child, putting him to sleep, it's not major. Warning him, don't go there. Don't do that. And all the little things that a great woman does, which are usually private and small, might fool her and people around her that she's doing things that are small. But comes Shlomo HaMelech and says, listen, what you may look like you're doing small things, but one day, the Eshet Hayil wakes up. Maybe 20 years forward. And she looks at her children. And she sees wisdom in her children. She sees passion in her children. Maybe when she was doing the laundry, she found a little piece of paper inside the pocket of her son that says on it, push yourself to become a better person. A note that he wrote for himself as a reminder. Push yourself to be kinder to your brother, to your sister. Push yourself to pray better, to be more honest, to be more sincere, to live life with meaning, to wake up earlier. She sees that little note that her 20-year-old son is writing for himself. And maybe at that point she realizes that the accomplishments of her children, whether they're in the Bet Midrash, in the Bet Knesset, whether it's in the business world, whether it's in leadership, community involvement, gatherings that they're either involved in, helping, leading, all of that was from all the little things that she was doing inside that nobody noticed. Those little things are in no way little. And if she doesn't realize that these little things are massive, this is huge merchandise, like a ship that's producing people that are going to be so much bigger than the comment, than the dinner, than the meeting with the teacher. All the big things that will happen in her family's future. That is Oniyot Soher. You look at a lady and you look at 10 children that she has, and each one is doing something else. Each one is riding another ship in his life. Whether it's leading a business or leading a classroom or leading a Bet Midrash or leading a project or leading his own family. She looks around. She sees merchandise that's powerful. All of that came from the button that she sewed when her son was nervous about going to the bar mitzvah with a suit that was like missing a button. From the snack that she put in his bag, the one that he really likes, that she packed up in his bag. The little note she left in his school when she went to visit at night. All the little things all of a sudden came together. Mimmerhag. And she realizes that these are ka'oniyot soher. They were the big things of life. They created giants. One day she'll wake up and she'll realize her husband has grown into a giant of a man. What did she do about that? That wasn't her. That's her husband. No. The Eshet Hayil understands that the husband's growth happens through her constant small efforts. The physical, the emotional, the small things, constant day in, day out. The Friday night dinners, the Shabbat afternoon seuda, the guest that she's serving, the detail on her table, the cleanliness of her home, the seder, the order that she's constantly running her life, her tefillah by the candles. I've seen women pray by the candles. It's like going to Yerushalayim for a week. That's how much inspiration you can get by watching a woman praying by the candles for 5 minutes. It's like standing by the kotel. You can't measure the inspiration of watching that. It's 5 minutes, not a minyan. No minyan. There's no 10 people even. When men pray, there's 100 people. They go to minyan of 10 people. I don't know. It's not for me. It's too small. A woman never prays in the minyan. She prays privately. Nobody's watching. Small. So me and you think, oh, the guy praying with 200 people, that's the ship. There's the merchandise. The man who's going out into the world and building and buying and selling, there's the merchandise. There's the ship. That's what we would think. The Ish Hail is Oniyot Soher. The Eshet Hail, that's something else. That's like the back office. Come, Shlomo HaMelech says, you're the back office. The man is the back office. The front office is her. She's the ship. All those little things that she's doing mean so much. Mimerhak, a little bit time. Give it a little bit of time and you'll see all that merchandise being delivered. But you got to open your eyes. You have to know wisdom to understand. And the most important person to know this is herself. You see, when you think you're involved in small things, then obviously your effort is small, your excitement is small, and therefore your accomplishments are small. The first person that needs to know this is the Eshet Hayil. She needs to know all those little things are in no way small. They're huge. You know, when a person is going into a very big meeting with a very big customer, they go in with a lot different energy and a lot different preparation and a lot different excitement than they're going to a small retail store. If you're going to sit with Walmart and you're going to sit with a little mom and pop store, it's not the same meeting. It's not the same excitement, not the same preparation. Not the same energy. And of course, the results are different. When the Eshet Hayil thinks she's a small person doing small things, her results will also be small. Her children also will become mediocre. Her husband will be okay, regular guy, at best. But when the Eshet Hayil understands that all these things that she's doing, she's in a huge place right now, producing very large things. Everything becomes different. Her dinner becomes different. Her lunch becomes different. Her visits to school become different. Her communication with her children becomes different. Her preparation for her husband becomes different. Everything becomes different. Hayeta ka'oniyot soher is huge. The logo of the great woman. Remember, this is what you're doing. You're delivering very big things in this world. You know, when you sit around a room, I've been and you've been in rooms where you see magnificent teenagers, 200, 300, we just had by Simchat Torah, hundreds of young people from the age of 14 till the age 30, 40, 50, hundreds. You see them dancing. You see them jumping. You see them with a smile. When I see rooms like that personally, sometimes I take a moment and think how each one of those, each and every one of them, for sure, is the product of their mother. Their mother was not even there. Their mother who never danced in public. She never jumped once in her life. The mother was sitting home probably as we speak and preparing dinner and waiting for them to come home. And you see these magnificent people with energy, with passion. That's the cargo of the mother for years that produced that. Then you see some kids who are like lost in life. Not always is the mother's fault. Everyone's got free choice. But there's a big difference in the product. Hayta ka'aniyot soher tells the newlywed, the woman who just started, and she may feel small and unaccomplished in her small things. The husband's the guy. He goes to shul, they talk about him, they write about him. He's the one giving shiur. He's the one teaching. He's the one working. He's the one bringing money home. He's the one buying buildings. He's the one signing for the home. Where's she? She might feel very, very small, second class. Comes Shlomo HaMelech to the newlywed and says, you should know, Hayetaka Oniyot Soher, your future young lady is dependent on you understanding that your jobs are not small in any way or form. The husband does big things, but yours are much bigger. He's buying buildings. You're building people. You're building your own husband. But you have to know that. The more you know that, the greater your success will be. Any small thing you do, if you have the ship logo in your mind, you're a different person. Very powerful. Not only does the young lady have to know this, but her husband has to know this. Yeah. Because ultimately, when people are appreciated for what they do it better. And sometimes the husband feels he's the guy. She's lucky. Who else is buying the homes? Who's paying for all this? A husband might feel like he's the guy, and she's like a wheel in the car. When a husband appreciates this as well, first of all, he becomes more humble, which is a great recipe for a great home. Don't think that your big work in the office or in the community or in the Bet Knesset, the big checks that you're writing, the major big things that you're doing, even though you're the one that's called out usually. They say, Mr. Jack and Mrs. Ah, wait, where's her name even? You might be fooled thinking you're the guy, that you're the cargo man, which will bring you a little arrogance, which is not a very good recipe for a good home. It'll make you angry because you're the melech, you're the king who provides everything, which will make you nervous when things aren't done exactly the way you like, which can cause a lot of damage in the home, all stemming because you think that you're the Oniyot Soher. You're the guy, you're the ship, you're the cargo man, and she's somewhere in the basement of the ship doing some engineering. It's very important that the man knows that that person, that that lady you're living with, she is going to determine, for the most part, what you and your family look like in 10 or 20 years from now. And anything good that comes out of this home is going to be led by her. And all the little things you think she's doing in the basement are the biggest things in life. And you're the guy doing the small things. It's a little humbling to think that way. You're the big guy. You're the mover and shaker. It's a very, very big shock. But that's what Shlomo HaMelech is coming to do. He's coming to make you look at things opposite of the way you thought. You're doing the small things and she's doing the big things. The cargo is by her, not by you. So humble yourself, understand where the results are coming from, and respect the big things in your home. Because when you do that, not only will you become humble, but you will appreciate. And when you appreciate someone, they want to do more of that. And they want to be better at that. So now you become the support of your wife. You become support of the captain. She's the captain. You are the captain of the day-to-day. Day-to-day things, you the guy. You're the big man. But if you look at future and you look at the big results of life, she's the captain. You're driving a car. She's driving a ship of merchandise. She is the ship.
Don't tell her that.
You're the guy that drives around with loud music that everyone could hear. Everyone hears, notices. But she, no one knows about her. But she's the one producing. If you know that about the woman that you marry, not only will you humble yourself, but you will make her even greater. Fortunate you will be. And fortunate your future and children will be. Because you recognize that. Imagine a little change in perspective. Every marriage, kim'at, almost. When they start, think opposite. He's the ship, she's the little guy. Says Shlomo HaMelech, he got it wrong. And if you and her see life that way, you will become very successful. You won't see it right away. Mim merhak tavi lahma. Merhak, it takes a little time for ships to produce. It's not a retail store. It takes time for the goods to get there, to load, to unload, to deliver, to do. It takes time. You know, when people are in that business, they're thinking 6 months, a year ahead. It's not a bagel store. Mimerhak tavi lahma. But the big things in life will come through that. Amazing. Whenever you see a great person in any area of life, strong, confident, wise, any area, it's important that going forward after reading this, but no matter what age we're in, it's important to see that probably this person is a product of all the little things that you thought were little in his mother. When you start to see people that way, you start to appreciate things in a much bigger way. Now, we have a mission here. When Shlomo HaMelech compares the great woman to an oniya, to a ship with merchandise, it is our job to understand this mashal. You know, great people, when they speak, they don't talk direct. They speak in parables. There's a number of reasons why great people speak with parables. Number one, the messages, when they're given over word for word, would be spoon-feeding the one learning. If Shlomo HaMelech would tell you everything that he wants to say outright, so basically he's taking a spoon with wisdom and feeding you, which is very nice. But the problem with spoon-feeding wisdom is that usually the person is not learning. Because to learn, it has to come from you. And if someone is feeding you wisdom, while you may understand and hear what they have to say, very little of that is going to stay. And the clarity and the strength that it goes into you may not be so big because you were spoon-fed. So wise people, in order to help their students, they don't give the message so clearly. You know, even today, sit down with a man or a lady from an older generation, not that many anymore. You'll hear a lot of parables come out of their mouth. Like they want to say something, but they'll say it with a mashal. Today, it's not like that anymore. Even today's older people are already considered from the younger generation. But if you find like a real old timer, when they talk regular things, they give you a mashal. And young people say, well, what does he want? If he's trying to say something, just say it. You have to give me a mashal. He's giving me a... The young generation looks at him as like some old-time fool that needs to talk in parables when he could talk straight. What are you talking circles for? In this generation, we say it straight. I want to tell you, I'll tell you straight. I have to give you a story. But parables are very powerful because they allow the person to search for the message. And when you yourself are searching for the message, it's no longer the spoon feeding you. It's you going to find it and feed yourself. So instead of giving you directly, I want you to get it. Because when you get it yourself, it's much more powerful. So I'll just give you a mashal. And your job is to figure out what I'm trying to say. Because when you work to figure it out, it lands differently. It's understood differently. Yeah, because you're learning it. You're going after it. The power of a mashal. You own it. Besides that, sometimes the message is so big and you want to be able to just put it in a capsule. But the information is too big to fit in a capsule. You need like to sit with the guy for a week to give him all the information. But you want him to have it in a pill where you can look at it and get it all. But how do you give someone so much information in a little capsule? That puzzle. How does he review that? How does he remember all the powerful things that I'm teaching him for a week? A week straight, we sit 15 hours a day. How do we put that like in a moment? There's a lot of information there. Comes the power of mashal. Here's an example. The great woman or the great person, we'll see soon, not only a woman, is like a ship with merchandise. Now, if you take that mashal and you break down what that means, with Hashem's help, we're going to see a lot of branches from this mashal. Our job is now to study a cargo ship. When we study the cargo ship and all of its elements and all of its parts, we're going to start realizing, oh, that's what he meant also. She's like the cargo ship in this way. Oh, and it also means she's like the cargo ship in that one. And before you know it, you're studying cargo ships and you're realizing that this is all one after another, another great element of the great person. To give you a book on a cargo ship will be too much to remember. So come Shlomo HaMelech and says, here goes. Let me give you the capsule. A great person is like a cargo ship. Done. Now you go and you study what that means. As you study it, you own it. And perhaps even just as important, not only do you own it because you're going after it, you retain it. Because every time you see the word cargo, all the branches start to appear. Because the cargo means this, and the ship means that, and the ocean means this. And all of a sudden, in that little capsule, you have endless amount of wisdom. That just put the logo on and you see them all. Because you spent time uncovering what he's trying to tell you. Haita ka'oniyot soher becomes our obligation to go and figure out what is the ship, what is the cargo, what does it mean it's in the ocean? Figure out all the elements, and as we study it, we'll be solidifying our understanding of the great person. And it will be easy to remember. So this will be our mission for the next few weeks, to become an expert in cargo ships, which will help us understand so much more than the cargo and the ship. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.